Well, checking high school volleyball action from last night, it was Boyer Valley topping AHST 3-1. Also, Essex went the distance over Fremont Mills 3-2. Guthrie Center downing Adair Casey 3-1. Stanton swept 3 from Clarinda Academy, and Villisca also took 3 in a row from Sydney in last night's action. In high school cross country last night, Nottoway Valley hosting an invitational meet down in Greenfield on the boys' side. It was Creston winning the team title with 63 points. Nottoway Valley, the runner-up, with 98 points. Van Meter was third with 108. Orient Maxburg with 157 total was fourth. Griswold fifth with 162 total. Clarinda Academy, Clarinda, and Corning the rest of the field. Individually, Nottoway Valley's T.J. Bauer was the champ. Emmett Wheatley of Adair Casey Cam was runner-up. Austin Dunbar of Van Meter third. Cole Britton of Exile EHK fourth, and Nottoway Valley's Colton Graham placing fifth in that meet last night. Also in the top 10, Xavier Olivo of Griswold placing eighth overall in that meet. On the girls' side last night, it was Griswold capturing the team championship. The Tigers running with 37 points. Creston with 71 points. The runner-up, Corning, was third with 84. Van Meter with a 161 total was fourth. West Central Valley of Stewart fifth. Also Clarinda, Interstate 35 and Bedford finish off the rest of the field. Individually, Tiffany Shepherd of Corning was the champion, with Creston's Mariah Mostick finishing second. Griswold's Jordan Sint was third. Creston's Emily Wignall fourth, and Griswold's Alex Flippin placing fifth last night. Larissa Backus of Griswold placed seventh. Also for Griswold, Allison Young was 10th, and Bailey Powers was 12th in that meet last night. Also last night, the Woodbine Invitational held. On the boys' side, St. Albert wins the title with 36 points. Missouri Valley with 54. The runner-up, Tri-Center with 96, was third. Riverside fourth with 117. Boyer Valley placing fifth with 130. Trainer Woodbine, Underwood, Logan Magnolia, the rest of the field. Individually, Cade Cleveland of Riverside was the champ, with Josh Sindelar of St. Albert placing second. John Gunderson of Riverside third. Logan Reinig of Missouri Valley fourth. And St. Albert's Scott Thulin placing fifth. On the girls' side, it was Tri-Center winning with 56 points. Woodbine, the runner-up, with 81. Audubon placing third with 89. Trainer was fourth with 94. Missouri Valley was fifth with a 107 total. Underwood and Logan Magnolia finish off the rest of the teams. Individually, for the girls, it was Ashton Alfers of Tri-Center, the champ. Shelby Hall of Woodbine was runner-up. Megan Deist of Audubon placing third. Michelle Mum of Tri-Center fourth. And Brittany Kalisa of Trainer placed fifth in that meet at Woodbine last night. Well, this week's Iowa Association of Track Coaches ratings are out. They came out yesterday afternoon. These are the individual rankings. In Class 4A, girls' top-rated runner is Carissa Schweizer of Dowling Catholic, while Josh Evans of Linmar is top-ranked in the boys' 4A. In Class 3A, girls, Madison Waymeyer of Dallas Center Grimes is top-ranked, with Thalie Krogman of Atlantic ranked fourth in this week's polling. Also, Harlan's Jessica Feldman is ranked 26th this week. On the boys' side, in Class 3A, Zach Buchelt of Pella is number one. Mark Abrams of Glenwood is ranked sixth. His teammate Jeff Reeve is 17th, while Brady Wheeler of Glenwood is ranked 30th in this week's top 30 poll. In Class 2A, on the girls' side, Maria Cowder of Cascade is top rated. Will Norris of Spirit Lake is number one on the boys' side. The only other runner to appear locally in the top 30 is Missouri Valley's Breezy Weaver. She checks in at number 17 on the girls' side this week. Also in Class 1A girls, Rebecca Topham, the freshman from Griswold, is ranked number one in Class 1A for the girls this week. Also among the girls that are rated, Corning's Tiffany Shepherd is ranked 12th this week. Ashton Alfers of Tri-Center is rated at number 14 in this week's poll. On the boys' side this week, BCLUW's Levi Storjan is ranked number one. T.J. Bauer of Nottoway Valley checks in at number five in this week's poll. Riverside's Cade Cleveland is ranked seventh. Josh Sindelar of St. Albert is ranked 10th this week. Also, St. Albert's Scott Thulin is 16th. Riverside's Ian Patrick is ranked 17th in this week's poll by the Iowa Association of Track Coaches. Well, the weekly Associated Press High School Football Top 10 polls are out. They came out yesterday afternoon as well. In Class 4A, Cedar Falls remains the number one ranked team. Clear Lake stays at number one in Class 3A, with Carroll staying put at number four in the poll. In Class 2A, Iowa City Regina remains the number one ranked team, with Kemper Catholic moving up a couple of spots to number seven. In Class 1A, St. Albert remains the number one ranked team, with Logan Magnolia, number 4, and Panorama checking in at number 7. Also in Class A, Lamar's Galen Catholic is ranked number 1 again this week. Bedford is at number 10. And in 8-man football, Armstrong Ringstead remains the number 1 ranked team, with Fremont Mills number 3 and East Mills staying put at number 5 in this week's poll. Well, the Big 12 Conference says school leaders have agreed to equally share first and second tier television money if its members agree to give the league their TV rights for at least 6 years. Interim Commissioner Chuck Ninas says the vote should be seen as a positive sign for Missouri, which is reportedly considering whether to stay in the conference or join Texas A&M in the Southeastern Conference. Ninas says he plans to visit with Missouri officials this week. In other college football news, number 17 Florida will be without quarterback John Brantley at top-ranked LSU on Saturday. Gators coach Will Muschamp says Brantley has a lower leg injury that won't require surgery and will be sidelined at least a week. Freshman Jeff Driscoll is expected to start against the Tigers. South Carolina coach Steve Spurrier says sophomore Connor Shaw will replace Steven Garcia as starting quarterback when the 18th-ranked Gamecocks play Kentucky on Saturday. Florida State quarterback E.J. Manuel says his injured left shoulder is feeling significantly better after 2 weeks of rest. Manuel, who suffered the injury in the loss to Oklahoma September 17th, has done some light passing indoors with FSU trainers. Three Ohio State players have been suspended for Saturday's game for accepting too much money for too little work in their summer jobs. Last year's leading rusher, Daniel Heron, and the top returning receiver, Devere Posey, along with offensive lineman Marcus Hall, will not be permitted to play when the Buckeyes face number 14 Nebraska on Saturday. Boise State quarterback Kellen Moore is about to get a new downfield target. Broncos coach Chris Peterson says sophomore Geraldo Baldwin has been reinstated by the NCAA. The 6'4" receiver is expected to appear in his first game of the season Friday against Fresno State. Junior college transfer John Hayes will start at quarterback for Utah Saturday against Arizona State after tests confirm that Jordan Wynn will be out 2 to 3 weeks with a left shoulder injury. Number 19 Illinois has suspended sophomore linebacker Jonathan Brown for Saturday's game at Indiana after he appeared to intentionally knee a Northwestern player during the Illini's victory over the weekend. Receiver Trey Franks has been reinstated after serving a 2-game suspension for third-ranked Oklahoma, allowing him to return in time for the Red River Shootout game against number 11 Texas on Saturday. Well, Josh Freeman threw for 287 yards and a touchdown. LeGarrette Blount ran for 127 yards and a score. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the winless Indianapolis Colts 24-17 last night. Freeman ran for a touchdown early in the game. Then he scrambled for a huge first down on the winning drive as the 3-1 Buccaneers won their third consecutive game. Curtis Painter started as Colts quarterback, filling in for injured backup Kerry Collins. He played better than most expected. Painter threw for 281 yards and 2 touchdowns, both long ones to Pierre Garçon, but he was less effective in the second half. The Colts fell to 0-4 for the first time since 1998. They're one of 4 winless teams in the NFL. They're without their 4-time MVP QB Peyton Manning, who's recovering from neck surgery. He watched that game last night from up in the coach's box. In other NFL news, Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger was scheduled to undergo an MRI on his left foot after injuring it late in Sunday's 17-10 loss at Houston. Roethlisberger was hurt during Pittsburgh's final drive. He remained in the game but walked out of the locker room afterward on crutches with the foot in a protective boot. Roethlisberger played the second half of last season with a minor foot injury, and he's hopeful he can do the same this time. He hasn't missed a game due to injury since 2009. Despite Denver's stumbling 1-3 start, Kyle Orton remains entrenched as the Broncos' starting quarterback, even as Tim Tebow fans clamor for him to get more playing time. Coach John Fox says a quarterback change is not the cure-all for the Broncos' woes. New York Jets linebacker Brian Thomas is out for the season with a torn left Achilles tendon after suffering the injury in the team's 34-17 loss at Baltimore Sunday. Despite the Vikings' 0-4 start and Donovan McNabb's struggles, Vikings coach Leslie Frazier says it still isn't the time to turn the quarterbacking chores over to rookie Christian Ponder. Frazier says the team is looking at making several changes, both to personnel and schemes, but the switching quarterbacks is not currently under consideration. The Vikings have the 31st-ranked passing offense in the NFL, and McNabb is ranked 30th in yards passing and 22nd in completion percentage. Browns Pro Bowl center Alex Mack underwent emergency surgery to have his appendix removed. Mack, who has started 36 straight games since joining the Browns in 2009, played in Sunday's game against Tennessee and had all 87 snaps in the game. Chicago Bears offensive lineman Chris Spencer has a broken bone in his right hand. Coach Lovie Smith says Spencer suffered a small fracture early in Sunday's 34-29 win over Carolina. He returned in the second half, and Smith says he will hopefully be ready for next Monday night's game against Detroit. Starting left tackle Demetrius Bell of the Bills is expected to miss at least a week with an injured right shoulder. Suspended Green Bay Packers defensive lineman Johnny Jolly was jailed Monday after his third drug arrest in 3 years. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says he's still hopeful the league will be able to test players for human growth hormone yet this season. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
In Major League Baseball action last night, the Detroit Tigers are now one victory away from sending the New York Yankees home for the winter. Delmon Young, acquired in mid-August from Minnesota, cracked a tie-breaking opposite field home run in the seventh inning of the Tigers' 5-4 win over the Yankees. That gives Detroit a 2-1 lead heading into today's game against game number four of their AL Division Series at Comerica Park. A winning pitcher, Justin Verlander, gave up 2 runs in the first inning but then settled down. The 24-game winner in the regular season went 8 innings, allowing 6 hits and 4 runs, striking out 11. Jose Valverde completed the 6-hitter with a scoreless 9th. Valverde struck out Yankee captain Derek Jeter with 2 runners on for the final out. The Tigers touched Yankee ace CC Sabathia for 4 runs on 7 hits in his 5 1/3 innings. The Tigers can eliminate the Yankees with a victory tonight in Detroit with 14-game winner Rick Porcello taking on A.J. Burnett, who was up and down 11-11 in the regular season. Yankee manager Joe Girardi said after the game he feels good about pitching Burnett in a must-win situation. Mike Napoli hit a 2-run homer, and the defending AL champion Texas Rangers survived a shaky night from the bullpen as they held off Tampa Bay 4-3 in Game 3 of their AL Division Series yesterday. Colby Lewis outpitched All-Star David Price for the win. Lewis is 4-0 with a 167 earned run average in 5 career postseason starts. The Rangers' 4th straight Division Series road win matches the 3rd longest streak in Major League history. That gives Texas a 2-1 lead heading into Game 4 today at Tropicana Field. Texas won all 3 ALDS games in Tampa last year when it eliminated Tampa Bay in 5 games. Rookie Desmond Jennings hit a pair of solo homers for the Rays as Tampa Bay kept it interesting by scoring twice off Rangers relievers before Neftali Feliz got 4 outs for his 2nd save of the series. Today the Rangers can close out the Rays with a 14-game winner, Matt Harrison, on the mound. Texas will send Texas tonight, while Jeremy Hellickson will pitch for the Rays in today's game. Now, that's an afternoon contest. The playoffs have the Texas-Tampa Bay game coming up this afternoon. 1:07 Central Time is the first pitch on that contest. Following that, it's the National League Division Series between Philadelphia and St. Louis, as the Cards will host the Phillies. That series tied at a game apiece. We'll have that game for you later on today here on KJAN. 4:07 is the first pitch, and we'll have it starting with the pregame show at 3:12 this afternoon. Then later on this evening, the Yankees will play at Detroit, and that'll be at 7:37 starts. And out west, it's Milwaukee at Arizona. The Brewers, with a 2-0 lead, can close out that series tonight. That game is set for a first pitch at 8:37 Central Time this evening. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.